Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 4 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is No Other Day Like It. C.S. Lewis once said, "The mind which asks for a non-miraculous Christianity is a mind in process of relapsing from Christianity into mere religion." Our text today is Joshua 10, verses 14 through 15. "And there has been no day like that, before it or after it. And the Lord heeded the voice of man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp at Gilgal." James Montgomery Boyce notes two great spiritual lessons from the events in Joshua 10. The first lesson is that nothing is too great for God. Robert Wilson, a former professor of Hebrew at Princeton Seminary, once said, "Some men have a little God, and they are always in trouble with him. He can't do any miracles. He can't take care of the inspiration of the scriptures and their preservation and transmission to us. They have a little God. Then there are those who have a great God. He speaks, and it is done. He commands, and it stands fast. He knows how to show himself strong on behalf of those who fear him. That God is our God too, just as he was the God of Joshua and the victorious Israelites. Nothing is too great for him." The second lesson of Joshua 10 is that we should expect days of great personal victory in our walk with God. This was the secret of Joshua's action, of course. God had told Joshua that he was giving the kings of the hill country and their armies into his hand. "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." So, when he saw them escaping toward their city fortress to the south, Joshua was emboldened to call upon God and expect God's supernatural intervention. I know that we are inclined to presume on God, claiming promises that God has not given, or victories that are personal and selfish, and not for his glory. We have made no mandate to expect God's intervention in such cases. But what about when we really are fighting for God, and when we really are seeking God's glory? In cases like this, we should expect God's intervention and can call out for it. Today's reading says that there has never been a day like the day the sun stood still. Joshua called out to the Lord with great faith, and God responded with a great miracle. How often do you think we miss out on great miracles from God because we were praying with a faith that is very small compared to how big Scripture says our God actually is? Joshua's faith was big enough to ask God to stop the sun in the sky, and God did it. The passage tells us, "Because the Lord fought for Israel." God granted Joshua's request because it was made in faith based on what God himself had promised, that he would give Israel the promised land. Often, in our own spiritual lives, we live with so little of his power because we give so little credit to his promises. We don't have all that he is willing to give because our faith is too small to even ask for it. This is a stark contrast to how Jesus tells us to pray in faith. Mark 11, 22 through 24 reads, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." If we earnestly seek the fulfillment of God's will, praying for it like never before, could we, like Joshua, have a day like never before? Remember, we trust in God for whom nothing is too great. Throwing mountains into the sea and stopping the sun in the sky are not beyond his power, because he made them all. If we ask in faith for God's will to be done, we will find that no request is too great for him to grant. Consider these questions. Describe the greatest day you ever had in your relationship with Christ. What's special about that day? What needs to happen in your life for you to exercise greater faith? What does it mean to you that God listens to your prayers? Pray with me now. Lord, we do thank you that you hear our prayers. Lord, we're so grateful that we can come to you with whatever is on our hearts. Teach us your will so that we can pray for your will to be done in our lives and pray for miraculous things such that your will can be accomplished. We love you, Lord, and it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.